Text numero 16. Cambodia crackdown on corruption in schools. When Tep Saylor's older brother sat his all-important grade 12 exams, he was able to use cheat sheets to help him pass after paying the school heads a few dollars per subject. But Saylor, a 21-year-old from a poor family of rice farmers with an NGO scholarship to study in the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, could not do the same when he sat the tests last month. "I think if I could have cheated, I could have passed," he said on Friday, minutes after learning that he had failed to obtain his high school diploma. "But this year was so strict, and I couldn't get the answer sheet." Saylor is angry that he wasn't allowed the cheating privileges long enjoyed by Cambodian students at these exams, a pass mark from which is required for university entrance. He's not alone. The results of a government blitz on cheating and corruption at this year's Grade 12 exams have just been revealed. Only 26% of students passed, compared with 87% last year. And 11 students out of the almost 90,000 who sat the exams obtained the top A grade. For the first time in recent history, all the students who passed did so purely on merit, according to the Education Ministry. In past years, students were able to bring mobile phones and cheat sheets into the exam rooms. Teachers would leak test papers for a fee, students would pool money to get proctors to turn a blind eye to their cheating, and parents would even throw rocks wrapped with answer sheets through the windows of testing centres. This year was different. Copies of the exams were kept under lock and key. Military police were deployed at testing sites. Students were searched no fewer than three times as they entered exam halls. And, crucially, thousands of volunteers were hired by the Government Anti-Corruption Unit as independent monitors. It was totally different compared to all the previous high school exams, particularly at grade 12, says Priyap Kol, Executive Director of Transparency International Cambodia. Kol, whose organisation ranks Cambodia 160th out of 177 countries in its Corruption Perception Index, says corruption is systematic in the education system. This means that from an early age, students learn in an environment where paying bribes is not only normal, but expected. Kol says, if you look at primary schools, when students enter, they will experience being asked by the teacher to give some money, either in the form of buying lessons or as thank you payment. Each month, the teacher sends a gradebook to parents, and when you return to school, teachers will expect some money in this. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2014.